This week, Milk Milk Lemonade, That Corpse Ain't Wet Cause Fudge Was Made, as we discuss the 2001 Japanese erotic black comedy horror, Visitor Q. And welcome to the Bloody Bits Horror Show. I am your host, Eddie. The Axe Jefferson, and joining me as always, the man who's always negotiating for that good-looking discount, Tim Yobo. How are you doing today, good sir?
I'm doing very well because I win.
You do win.
I won the month.
Tim, you've absolutely won March Madness, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You selected all the brackets properly. You went undefeated this year in your pick.
Mm-hmm.
My God, man.
I don't want the prize, though. You can keep it. It's all right.
No, Tim, you definitely have earned your milk-drenched prize, my friend.
I want that clear umbrella, man. That should be clear the prize.
Before or after?
Good
don't
question.
Have to answer that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Tim, I would prefer
Well,
you know,
for a sunny day, it might be a little bit better to have a little more opaque than just clear, right?
That's true. Yeah, you get a little extra UV protection for your fair skin.
Some more there, vitamin Tim. D, right?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. Plenty of vitamin D in this. The D is for daughter, by the way. So, Tim,
also, you forgot this is also a family drama too. You
this
left
is
that
a family
out.
Family drama. Yeah, I was trying to figure out what genre movie this was. So I went to Wikipedia for
don't
their
think you
move.
Can put it in any kind of it's.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
So we're talking, of course, about Visitor Q, but Tim, before we get to that, a couple of things. Number one, we were originally going to have Ashers on the show, but due to technical difficulties.
So she says. So I think she says, just got freaked out by this movie. She couldn't
Tim,
take it.
I think Tim did it, bud. I think
cracked
you,
her, yeah.
I think you out, I spit on your graved Ashers.
Cannibal Holocaust, all that stuff. Bad Boy Bubby, right?
Bad Boy Bobby, yeah, yeah. That was a fantastic movie, though. I had a lot of fun with that one. But
this is a great movie, too. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, this is a fun movie, Tim.
I'm waiting
for
a Criterion collection to come out. I want this in 4K, man.
Yeah, I want this and Freddy Got Fingered as like a double
disc.
I really want to see
the milk spraying out in 4K. The detail.
I really want to see the dead chick getting shit smeared on her back in 4K, Tim. That's what we're all looking for, buddy. So, Tim, buddy,
the one review that I heard was it would be like if this guy and John Waters made a movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Takashi Mike and John Waters. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I guess this, yeah, he doesn't need John Waters, I guess, because
yeah,
he's
that's
already
true,
there.
Yeah.
It's a good point, Tim. So, buddy, I got to ask you, though, before we get to it, what have you been consuming this week, my friend?
Well, besides playing the new baseball game, the only thing I watched the new Roadhouse movie.
Oh, how was that? Was that good, Tim?
You know what I can't believe I'm going to say is Conor McGregor was the best part of that movie, with just how completely over the top. I don't know if it was intentionally done like that. No, just watch it.
Conor
just watch.
McGregor was the
yes,
best part.
Yes, that's right. He is
all
so
right,
ridiculous
dude.
As a villain to watch.
So he's just so, like, over the top ridiculous?
Completely
or?
Over the top. And I'm like, okay. I can't be sure that he intentionally tried to do this over the top. I think he tried to do the way that he just walks. No human being ever walks this way. He every time you see him walk, he's constantly walking like he's walking to the octagon for the fucking championship with the way that he's moving his body. And they did a special thing with the punches in the thing where they did like four shots where like they took a shot of like the actor standing there, then throwing the fake punch, and then they took the got the actor right on the shot. They put like a fucking punching bag there, and then they had them really punch it, and then somehow or another they blended it together.
Huh. Interesting.
So it's supposed to look real, but all the shit, it looks so fuck. It's like Uncanny Valley with when people are getting punched. Because of all the movies that we've seen with people getting punched in, it just doesn't look right.
Weird.
But yeah, Conor McGregor is the best part of that movie. I mean, Jake is always good. He's a good actor. But, I mean, it's fucking Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Just, there's some movies, leave it alone, man. You know?
Yeah, that's...
Call this anything else, and it's not gonna... I'm gonna like this movie a lot better, maybe, and have more fun with it if it's not constantly reminding me of this is supposed to be a remake of Roadhouse.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's already loaded. Like, you've got... Especially when you're trading on a name like Roadhouse, it's... That's such a weird cult movie, because, like, it's got its fans, like, say, my sister, who watched it and enjoyed it in earnest as a straightforward, this is a good movie of its time. And then
it was a good movie, yeah.
It was pretty good, yeah. But then recently, there's a big upswing of people that like it for its kind of kitschiness, and it's kind of like how weird and
so that's what's
going
to happen to this movie in 30 years. Because I was thinking, I was like, can I really get that mad that this movie isn't that great? Because it's a remake of a movie called Roadhouse. Which, when that came out, that wasn't fucking high art or anything like that. It was a stupid, fun movie. But, yeah, maybe in 30 years, people are going to be looking at this and going, hey, this is really a great movie. Kind of kitschy, too.
Maybe. We'll see then.
Conor McGregor, when Conor McGregor is the best part of your movie, you got problems.
Yeah, you got some big problems there.
Plus, he shows his ass like 2 or 3 times in the fucking movie.
He's no Swayze.
Did Swayze show his ass in the first one? Swayze never showed ass.
No, he didn't show his ass. I'm just saying.
His ass, there'd be stories about how like there were 3 months where no woman left their house.
Oh, yeah. There'd be like... You know the whole boom after World War II, the baby boomers. There'd be a Roadhouse boom.
Yeah.
I think the closest that we got to that was when you saw Van Damme's ass in Bloodsport.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know, a lot of the ladies.
Yeah, no, the 80s were a different time than the 90s, right?
That's true. Yeah, they were less starved in the 80s for man ass. There was more man ass just around, just in the air and the ether. The 90s became weirdly chaste. In film, like
it always swings back and forth like that, right?
True, yeah. I think we're back in the non-chaste swing of things nowadays, I would say, but you're seeing little hints, little indicators, even when like on liberal social media, people are talking about maybe we need to be more chaste in our movies because I didn't consent to seeing tits.
You consented to see a fucking movie.
Yeah, look.
The fuck
rated
is that?
R, you all right,
so
ticket.
I don't like car crashes. If I go see a fucking movie that's got a car crash in it, I'm going to be upset because I didn't agree to see a movie with a car crash in it. That's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Go see some young people. Go out and fuck. Jesus Christ, man! What the
kidding.
Fuck is wrong with you kids?
Old man Yobo
kids
says,
today,
don't
man.
Get it back.
Go out and fuck.
No, I think they are fucking. I don't think it's the kids that are causing the problems, Tim. I think it's the Karens. I think that's the problem. Because kids are eating ass, Tim. Kids are eating ass on, like, epidemic
that's true,
levels.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
so
a good way
not...
to start an epidemic, yeah. Epidemic of pink eye.
But I said years ago that all these people so proud about eating ass that just wait, the Piper will come for them, too. That's how it always shakes out. You have too much fun? Little problem springs up every once in a while. Okay.
There's
so little MLB
be
the Show 24 for you, and a little Roadhouse. Nice.
And that's pretty much about it. Yeah,
I've been playing Stardew Valley.
Is that that farm game or something?
Yes, it is, Tim.
Okay,
I got to talk
game
about
I'm it. Picture
because...
you playing.
I play a lot of Stardew Valley, Tim. It's a fun game. We have to recapture our female audience, and only women play Stardew Valley. So
you're going to put Stardew Valley hashtag when we
exactly.
put the podcast out?
No, there was a big update in Stardew Valley. They added new stuff to it. So, yeah, you should definitely check that out, ladies. Right?
It's like you have a garden or something like that, right? It's like farm
simulator,
but with
cute
animals, I bet, right?
You have a farm. You can date all of the villagers. All of the villagers are bisexual, which is good because it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Well, yeah, Tim. I mean, all of those games, women don't tell you this. This is the thing women, they sneak, right? Because they're like, oh, I like playing The Sims, right? But they're playing The Sims is like getting into scandalous behavior where they're flirting with the neighbor's husband. See, they got their little machinations going on in their video.
Is it a special postman always rings twice? Downloadable content or something like that?
I mean, there's a plumbers don't wear ties downloadable content. If you know what I'm saying.
Why do I know that, Terry? Why do I know that? Plumbers don't wear ties.
That's a really bad CDI video game, Tim.
Was CDI, it like one of those like, that was banned because it was supposed to be like sex?
It was, yeah. It's one of them that our boy Terry is a huge fan of, by the
That's
way.
That's why. Yeah. I'm also probably old enough to remember when that game actually came out. That probably you came probably, out like, what, for the Philips CDI machine, right?
Yeah. You probably had God. The console it was out on, too.
No, I didn't. I never had the Philips CDI. Because the closest 3DO, I got to that right? was a 3DO, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was its like the evil 3DO Bart.
3DO came after, I think.
Yeah, he's like yeah. 3DO is like the evil Bart that eats fish heads in the attic to the CDI.
It's still a pretty good machine. I liked it.
I've got one in the garage, buddy. Wow. You got to tell me. Man. They had no copy protection, too. These things burn discs. No problem. Mm. Yeah, hats off.
That was the first time I ever put a CD into something and it had the screen visualizer. And I was just like, holy shit.
That blow your mind?
Mm.
But yeah, back then they didn't know what to do with all the space on the CDs, so they would make all these like full motion video games. And yeah, Plumbers Don't Wear Ties was one of those. Okay. It's out on the Switch too, if you want to, you know, go play that. It's always fun. But no, I haven't been playing that though. I've been playing Stardew Valley for all you ladies out there. Right. Tim,
yeah,
I got another little bit for you here. Have you ever heard of FeedSpot?
Nope.
Perfect. This is a great endorsement for them then, because FeedSpot, what they are is they're like a they're a website where people subscribe to, and then they can combine RSS feeds for like different blogs or different podcasts or things mm-hmm. like that, right? It's an aggregator for that. And this year, they had an award for the 10 best horror podcasts in California. So very okay. specific, right?
Well, but you see, wait a second. How podcast has to be in California?
Yeah, I have no idea.
You have to originate in California. Somebody has to listen to it in California. What's the workaround here? How do we scheme this thing to get into? I'm assuming the top 10. Otherwise, you wouldn't be telling us a story, right?
Yeah, I don't know how we would scheme it, Tim. That's a good question. So I'm going to read off the top ones here. I want you to tell me any of these you've heard of. Okay.
Go ahead.
Number one is My Favorite Murder.
Nope.
Never heard of that one with Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstank or Hardstark. Hardstank is a better name.
Way to build up the podcasting community.
You know what? This is a true crime podcast, though. I don't think that
That's
counts.
That's not a horror podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to, first of all, I'm nixing
well,
that
they,
one off
they
of
they narrowed it
list.
Down so much where it has to be originating in California. But it's California, man, and everybody's got a fucking podcast, so it can't be that hard.
Well, it's L.A., right?
Yeah.
L.A., you're going to have a million movie podcasts in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. All right. Okay.
So,
but this is going off of popularity, too. It's okay. ranked by, let's see here, by their web presence, traffic, social media followers, and freshness. I don't know what freshness means.
We're not going to be fresh.
It means it's not rotten. No, okay, hold on. Their ranking is based on expertise, credibility, content quality, relevance, longevity, consistency, and audience engagement.
Okay.
That's what they rank it based on. Right. So I don't know where freshness came into that, but whatever. Maybe because they keep
That's a tiebreaker, the freshness. If everything else is equal in all those other calories, who's the freshest?
They say who's got the and how do you tell if it's fresh? Does it have like a Best Buy date? Anyhow, number one was My Favorite Murder, which I'm going to argue is not a horror podcast. It's true crime. So we're going to get rid of that. We'll skip to number two. We'll call number two number one, Tim. And that is Colors of the Dark.
You okay, heard of that one? No, but that sounds like a horror podcast. Yeah.
Okay, it is because it's got Dr. Rebecca McKendry, who's a professor, and she works as a writer for Fangoria.
Okay, all right. So that's a horror podcast.
Yep, and Elric Kane, who's also a professor, and he's in the Pure Cinema podcast, and he's a filmmaker. Let's see what he's made for films, though, because I don't.
So wait a second. How did two professors who work, one works for fucking Fangoria magazine, beat out the true crime podcast?
Well,
you just have credibility and
Well, maybe they're not as fresh.
Reach has got to be beaten with that. Oh, that's true. Yeah, Fangoria kind of freshness. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's number one. That's number two. But I'm gonna call number two number one because number one doesn't count.
I think so far, I think yes. I think we got to switch it up, yeah.
Then number three, Mr. Yobo, is a little podcast called The Bloody Bits Horror Show. We're not even top five. We're number
three. So we're number two, really?
Technically, we are number two, which fits with this movie thematically.
Wow. I'm honored. Whoever put this out, hats off. I like the way that you figure out these scores. Nice.
Yeah, they did a very good job. So, and I sent you a link to it, though, Tim, so you can frame it, you can print it, you can show your wife when she gets annoyed at you for something. You can be like, listen.
Look, I'm a podcast star.
You can sit her down, make her watch Visitor Q with you, and then show her. So, Tim, buddy, you picked this movie. You picked Visitor Q.
Yes, I did. Well, it was March Madness, right?
Yeah,
and I think I won by far. I think we can actually retire March Madness. I think we're never going to be able to beat this.
I don't know that we're going to be able to top
this
one.
It scared Asher off, and she goes out looking for fucking Mothman and Bigfoot, and this movie scared her off. I don't care what she says about her internet. It's off.
Yeah, her internet was having problems, quote unquote.
But then on the other hand, I also have looked in deep into myself and realized that when I'm going to recommend movies that I haven't seen for 20-plus years, I should probably revisit them at least a little bit on Wikipedia before I just blurt out, let's do The Entity or let's do Visitor Q. But
it's like if you have a barbecue or something and you're giving people a little tour of the house and you're like, oh, there's the guest room. We haven't been in there in about a week. I don't know if we should show people what's going on in there necessarily. Maybe I'll do a quick dip in real quick. Before I
just
expose
to
that to the public. Yeah.
No, before the chick comes over your house, that's when you clean your toilet, right? You lift up the lid, you clean the rim off, right?
So this is Tim.
You just don't open the door.
So Tim, Visitor Q is you not flushing.
Yes.
Basically.
Me not flushing. Not even not flushing, but just like
just
3 o'clock in the morning
bowl.
Pissing. Yeah, and not really hitting it all the way. It's just rim shots.
Yeah, just a little skid mark and a rim shot. That's Visitor Q. Okay, so.
If you got a skid mark in your toilet, you got a problem.
That's true. It's true. Especially if it's the tire tread, big problem. So, Tim, buddy, what's your history with this movie? Clearly not your first viewing.
No, I only watched this one other time before, and this was, Jesus Christ, this movie came, this is kind of a one and done movie, right? You don't. This isn't something you need to revisit.
It moves at a clip, that's for sure.
Yeah, it does move fast, right? There's no downtime, right?
No.
But this came out in 2001, so I rented around that time. And this was before Netflix was really big. Or Netflix was around, but there was like 6 or 7 different other services that. And I know I had one where it was literally where I could have like 6 or 7 fucking movies out at one time. I figured out the rhythm to when I was sending them back to where I was just always going to continuously have fucking movies, stuff like that.
Okay.
And it was something that I just put on my queue. And it showed up in the mail one day because I guess I'd run out at that point. I'd run out of all the Empire Strikes Back and all the other movies that I could see. And I don't even remember how it got on my list. I probably saw something where it was like disturbing movies or crazy ass movies.
Got you.
And saw it that one time and just was like, holy fucking shit, what the hell am I watching? And then probably years before I ever told anybody that I'd seen this fucking movie, because it's like, holy fuck, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, one and done for me until for some reason it popped into my head from March Madness.
Into your
head.
You're just like, oh shit, we got to watch Visitor Q.
Mm-hmm.
So first time watch for me here. But it's funny because another one of Takashi Miike's movies.
Yeah, that's right. We did this is our second one or third one.
Yeah, this is our second one because we did Audition.
And we also did the Happy Family Katakuras or something, right?
The Katakuras. Yeah. Okay, so this is technically
Greek
this is
Katakuras.
I don't know. Isn't that the guy that you go to when you buy gold chains?
He gives you a good deal, man.
Old Mr. Katakakis. So this one, I didn't see this one, but it's funny because another one of his movies came to me on Netflix. back when it was in the disc days. And that's how I first saw E.T. Yeah. the Killer. Because I got audition. It. Yeah, I got audition because I had heard of it. And I don't think I even queued E.T. the Killer up in the queue for Netflix back then. But what it was if you would send your discs in, because I think I had like the 3-disc at a time plan or whatever it was. If you sent your discs in and you didn't have anything in the queue, they would still send you something based on the previous things that you had rented.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, because they want to keep the shit going, sending it out to you. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so that way the subscription stays.
That's
active,
why they went out of business. And... Hey, look, dickhead, if you've got to fill your fucking queue up and you're still paying me $9.99 a month, it's not my problem. I'm not going to send
exactly.
you shit.
Exactly, just don't.
That
send
way,
shit.
Oh shit, I remember. Oh, I ran out of all the DVDs I want to watch. Let me cancel.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Right.
Get that extra month out of them before they realize it.
Or say you cancel it and you don't have any discs. Now they can't charge you for the discs you didn't return.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So, no wonder all those companies went out of business. Yeah, I sent that back 3 weeks ago. Okay, don't worry about it. We'll send you out the new movie.
We're Columbia House. The number of times my brother and sister, who were underage at the time, signed up for the 10 CDs for a penny with nothing more to buy ever.
I've told the story many a times. That's how I got, like, maybe for about 10 years, that's how I got like 70 or 80% of my fucking music. It was the original Napster.
It really was, yeah. And they didn't give a fuck, so.
I don't know how they made money on that shit.
You got me,
I know what it was. The idiots who paid that fucking thing. Because I think after that, it was like maybe $20 a month.
Yes.
And then you had to buy albums and shit like that. And it was like, so they made money off of it, but...
Yeah, it was like $30 a month, and they would send you one CD a month. And if you wanted to get more, then it was something like
$20
a CD. I go
back to the tapes, not the CDs.
Yeah, a little cheaper.
Were they embarrassing one where it was a CD cover and it was all white on top of black? You just had like the little strip of the actual album cover? So like anybody looked at that shit and like, yeah, I know you got that for a penny.
Yep.
Not even for a penny.
Your penny disc, yep. So, this was the first time viewing for me, bud. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, it was a lot of fun.
Have you heard about the movie or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's one of them that I've got, like, my backlog of movies that I've got to watch. This is definitely on that list. And thankfully, I,
knocked it off.
Got it to work.
Yeah.
So... Visitor Q. First of all, it's written by Ataru Era, who's best known for Tomica Hero, Rescue Force Explosive Movie, Rescue the Mock Train.
Now, is that the punctuation mark or just the word colon?
The first time it's the punctuation mark, the second time it's the word colon. Now, what a title, man.
Some of those titles just don't translate very well.
And, of course, directed by the infamous Takashi Miike, who's best known for making 10 movies a year for the last 30 years.
Made this movie in a week.
Yeah, made this movie in no fucking time, for no fucking budget. Mm-hmm. And,
just an umbrella and a camcorder is all you needed.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of titties. Mm. So this was apparently the sixth and final part of the Love Cinema series, consisting of 6 straight-to-video films in Tokyo.
What kind of video? The kind of video you had to go in the back curtain room up in?
The kind of video.
Oh, wait, no, it's Tokyo. You could probably buy this in a fucking vending machine.
Oh, yeah, you get a pair of panties and this in a vending machine, Tim. Absolutely. Ridiculous, buddy. Ridiculous. So goddamn, where do you even begin with this fucking movie?
Should we tell people they have to watch this movie?
Oh yeah, that's a good point. So Tim, you know our rating system. Watch, avoid, put on at a party, or hungover on a Sunday.
Oh man, put this on at a party. This is my first party pick. This is it, man.
Just
explanation. Don't even put subtitles on. Just put this on without any subtitles, man. That's it. You don't need anything else.
Yeah. So this is Tim saying this is a party movie.
This is a party movie, man.
I would say this is a party movie, and I'm going to put a little caveat there. And that is if everyone's cool.
If everybody's old enough to legally drink.
Well, yeah. I mean, clearly. But also, everybody's just got to be, you know, how you might have like a friend who's got a boyfriend or a friend who's got a girlfriend or some, so they brought a new guy in and you're just not sure. Avoid this movie around that person.
I'm just imagining what kind of group of cool people would you have at a party that would actually be like cool to see this movie together at a party? Like, who would you, just like, how many people could you come up on your friends list? And like, they're cool enough to be down with visiting you at a party in the background.
I'll tell you, the people in my friends list who I would be cool with, like, hey guys, I'm just going to throw a movie on real quick while I go get the chips or something.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up the pizza. Them, I'll be right back. Watch
the
this.
The only people in my life I'd be comfortable with doing that with are the people in the Discord. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, our Discord. Yeah, we could stream this movie on a Discord.
We could. This would be a good movie to stream. Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe we'll do that this weekend, Tim. So we open on this movie. Well, first of all, Tim, I got to ask you, what did you take from this movie? What message did you take from it?
That there's always hope.
That's true. There is always hope.
No matter how bad your life is, there's always hope, right? You can turn it around. Once you start working together as a family, everything gets better, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. At the end of the day, your family is the most important thing. And that's what we learn.
And that's how this movie almost starts, yeah.
Well, it definitely starts with family being the most important thing. Because we start with a bit of kanji that's translated, which says, "Have you ever done it with your dad?" Then the viewer sees Mika Yamazaki, a young prostitute, who is trying to persuade a man to have sex with her.
In a sex hotel, right?
Yeah. So that's where you go to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to pause here real quick because the twist is that the person she's trying to persuade to have sex with her is her father.
Who's interviewing her for a documentary that he's trying to make. So he has a bit of a quandary. Well, no, because he's at work, man. You don't do that shit at work time, right? That's unprofessional.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be the thing holding him back the most.
That's true. Yeah. Because so he's trying to make a documentary on like moral decline effectively. Right.
I'm going to promise you this right now, Eddie, because every once in a while we're recording, I get up to take a piss or get something to drink and I just leave.
And I've got a vamp. Yeah.
Yeah. I will tell you ahead of time so you can pause it, because I'm not going to leave you hanging with this movie, having to describe this movie for 5 minutes when I enter my bladder or get water.
It's fine, Tim. It's totally fine. So then the dude just starts fingering his daughter. And they're tussling around on the ground, and she gets down to business. She's like, all right, Dad,
it's 50,000
yen for a fuck, right? Three or however much for a blowjob, however much for a hand job, another 3,000 if you want to film, yada, yada, yada. Dude, it's like, I don't know. I shouldn't do this. This is wrong or whatever.
I'm doing this for work, yeah.
Right, right. Well, if it's for work, then it's fine, I guess. So he strips off.
He's not Geraldo. He's not going to go that far.
And then fucks his daughter and prematurely ejaculates in her.
And she starts calling him Early Bird. And the thing that I don't understand, the thing that really confuses me the most about this movie maybe is, why does it cost extra?
Okay, Tim. I have so many notes.
And how is she going to get him to pay extra? I don't understand. Because I know, the way it works is you pay ahead of time, right? Yeah, you don't say, all right, after. It's not pay as you exit, like the Little Rascal show.
Yeah.
So if you get a penalty, how is that enforced?
That's a good point, Tim. You know what they should do? This would be a good business model, Tim. What if we set up a whorehouse, right? Me and you.
Yeah.
And as you're leaving, right, they've got that thing like at the end of the log flume at Disney where there's the photos of your experience that you can buy.
Oh, that's right. It's, you know, it's only $5 to get in. It's, you know, whatever you work out with the person. But it's $5,000 to get that picture not taken, not given
to you. Because, Tim, we've got a big screen up. and it's got the last 50 people who've been there.
Oh.
Right?
Well, no, that's no good, because who's going to walk into that place? Once I walk into that place, I saw that shit. Oh, this is a separate exit.
This is exit through the gift shop, Tim. So they walk through.
It works like the sex hotels in Asia, yeah, where they have separate entrances, stuff like that. They see you go in, you don't go out. They got the little curtains so you don't see people's legs. You don't see their faces while they're going into the hotels.
Then you see the last 50 customers mid-fuck face, right? And they're just a printed out picture up on the board behind some plexiglass. And if you want to
get your picture. The more you pay, the smaller the picture is on the window.
If you want to take your picture down, you have to buy it. Otherwise, that picture's up there.
No, I think it's always good to keep it, right? Just in case. Well, so that's make it, just yeah, that where it's like you got like a big 50-inch screen TV, and like the one who doesn't pay it, they got the most, you can see their face the biggest. The one who gives you the most money, they're the smallest one. Like, yeah, I really have to go into the TV and look and see, and it's all pixelated at that point.
So it's like the opposite of advertising. You pay for the least amount of space on the billboard. Oh, that'd be funny. You walk out the back door and you just see a billboard that's up there with all the faces. Want to get your face taken off of this billboard? Just call this number. We accept cryptocurrency. That's it. So, yeah, he comes inside of his daughter, who then mocks him for not lasting long enough and tells him he's got to pay 100,000 yen. So, guy's like, all right, fuck it.
I'll give it to you at breakfast. Yeah.
I'll give it to you at breakfast tomorrow when you come home. Anyway. And again, Tim, like, think about, like, the restaurant business, right? The whole point of it is you're turning the tables over, right?
The other thing, too. Yes. If anything, give me a discount.
Right. Yeah, the early bird discount.
Yeah. God. Yes, it should call him early bird. How did I not think about that before?
It's perfect. Just like how the senior citizens eat dinner at 3 p.m. and they only have to pay $8.95. It's the early bird discount.
At 3 p.m. on any day except for a Friday or Sunday or a long weekend, it's got to be downtime, right? Yeah. So right there, you get a little bit of a discount. And then
exactly. Exactly. You're turning over an extra 2-4 tables a day.
The thing that I'm thinking about right now is that this teenage prostitute needs some guy maybe who's like is smart with the way that this thing works, like guide her through this business and help her out and set her all up. I don't know what that would be called, but maybe that's what she's looking for. Yeah.
You could be like a whore whisperer, consultant, Tim.
I don't know. From all the documentaries and the movies I saw in the 70s, whispering doesn't seem to work.
No.
Whispering is the last thing that they do. Yeah.
No, you just need that the Technicolor dream coat from the episode of Seinfeld and the fuzzy hat. Ah, man. So anyhow, our hero there, the premature ejaculator, he loads up at the bus stop. Because he's headed back home after fucking his daughter in her pussy. And finding out
that he didn't turn the camera off.
Yeah, and he recorded
and
it,
Eddie, she might be onto it, because she's taking pictures the whole time.
She's part of the deal. Yeah.
That doesn't work, right? Don't take my picture. No. Yeah.
By the way, if you're a sex worker, it's bad etiquette to take pictures of the guy.
Just have a hidden camera. Well, that's it.
Yeah, that's fine. Just rent an Airbnb. Yeah. They've got hidden cameras everywhere.
Hey, don't blind me right before I'm trying to get down, right?
You think anybody's rented an Airbnb just to shoot like a porno? You just come back to your home to clean it after you Airbnb'd it for fucking the winter and it just smells like cum?
Probably. I mean, that's got to be a lot cheaper than fucking building a set, right?
Telling you, man.
And does you think Airbnb has it anywhere in their contract where you cannot film a pornographic movie?
Or you could have a separate one that's called like Air DP instead of B&B, and it's just for doing porno.
I'd be more worried about whoever I was renting the Airbnb from just having cameras in the house already before I even got in.
Well, right. Yeah, that's the point. So then they're leaking the tape before your porno comes out.
It's like that Mr. Show thing where it's just like the porn video is shown by somebody who's recording them making the porn video, and then they release that behind the walls. Yeah. Not behind the scenes, behind the walls.
Yeah. So as he's waiting for a bus to come pick him up, dude just behind him opens up the sliding glass window, takes a big ass rock and fucking domes him in the head with it. Just dunk.
Now, just rocks all over this place.
Yeah. Everybody's getting their rocks off, dude. So now we go back home to mom, Kiko. She is putting together a puzzle, and her hands look like they've been run through a meat grinder. So she's putting together this fucking puzzle. Then cut to her son, Takuya was his that character's name.
You're doing much better with the names. I just have down mom, son, daughter, and father.
Yeah, you're good enough. Just mom, son, daughter, father, and visitor who will meet him. Well, we've already met him. He's the guy in the red that domes him. But he'll be more involved a little bit later on. So son comes home, just starts whipping the shit out of mom because she got the wrong toothbrush.
Is it whipping or is it caning?
That's caning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wrong toothbrush.
He's caning the fuck out of him for the wrong tooth. And I get it, man. Some
he
of those
punches a hole through the fucking wall.
There were so many holes. This whole house is just a fucking wreck, by the way. It's all shitty. It's all fucked up. There's holes in all of the paper walls. You know, it just doesn't have the same sting as like punching through sheetrock, though, you know?
Well, less sting on your hands, right?
But I mean, if you're trying to make a point and you punch through a paper wall, like that hardly is going to win the argument for you.
No, but you get to do it a lot more often.
That's true. It's easier to replace the wall, too.
Mm-hmm.
You just cut a piece of paper out.
You just have like a sheet, like a curtain thing. Just pull it down like a fucking sheet of toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah. Just pull it down, rip off the bottom. That's a good point. I guess everybody like we hang up posters, but for them, that could just be patching the wall.
Yeah.
Although I got to admit, I've covered up some holes in walls with posters before. I'm not above that at all, Tim.
Wasn't the Shawshank Redemption?
No. Tim. Was not the Shawshank. By the way, that lost to Forrest Gump in the Oscars. That you remember that?
Did it?
Yeah.
Man.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, because it didn't do really big numbers when it came out initially. It's one of them that the DVD release and then being on like TNT and stuff really bumped it up. You know?
Shawshank, Stephen King, there wasn't at that time. I don't think it was really like that was a name that you wanted attached to your movie.
No, he had a couple of clunkers.
Yeah, so that wouldn't sell. And Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman weren't that big at the time, right?
No, no. They were not.
I think if anything, Morgan Freeman was probably more famous than Tim Robbins.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. They weren't Tom Hanks big, though.
Hmm.
Who True. Was literally off of big. Oh, God. So anyhow, he whips the shit out of his mom with a fucking cane and just beats the dog shit out of her for the wrong fucking toothbrush.
And she's just saying, not in the face.
Right. And just not the face, right? That's the moneymaker, you know? So dude heads upstairs. And then a bunch of dicks outside just start tossing fireworks in the window.
Shooting fucking Roman candles, 16-ounce fucking rockets are going into that thing. How do you not set that house on fire?
It's paper. That's my question.
I don't think the outside is paper.
Maybe. Oh, that makes a lot. Okay, then symbolically that makes more sense about the guy in red always using a rock as his weapon because the house is paper. But paper beats rock. Typically.
There's no scissors in this movie, though.
No scissors or scissoring.
Oh, wait, maybe towards the end. Maybe one of the things that they use could be considered scissors?
Oh, yeah. With the when they go Rambo mode.
Yeah.
At the end. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
The ending that everybody completely sees coming right from the beginning of this movie.
Yeah, the ending that completely makes sense. As every other scene in this movie makes perfect sense, Tim. So I just have, look, it's the bottle rocket kids from Trailer Park Boys. Anyhow, downstairs, mom strips down, right? She's assessing her wounds, her latest fucking beat down. And then she mix up and boots some heroin.
Now, again, I remember when I first saw this movie, the other thing I was like, and maybe this is a reflection on me, the things that my mind I'm thinking about when I'm watching this is like, How hard is it to get heroin in Japan? That's not an easy drug. Japan don't fuck around with drugs.
No, they don't. No, they've got like a 99% fucking conviction rate in Japan for shit. They don't fuck around with crime in general.
I looked it up today. If anything, it would have been meth probably, because they had a huge problem with meth because of World War II and then even after it was drug for the Yakuza to manufacture in South Korea and Taiwan and get it into Japan.
Okay. That makes sense.
So heroin is just such an obscure drug for a Japanese movie.
Yeah, that's weird. I never thought of that, though. Because just in America, we have free access to fucking every drug. You know what I mean? Like, you can get it. As a matter of fact, in America, if you get in trouble for doing drugs and they send you to jail, you can still get the drugs in the jail.
They just kind of taste or smell like ass.
A little bit, yeah.
This weed, man, this is the worst skunk weed I've ever had. Yeah.
For some reason, it smells like the jailer's nutsack.
Instead of seeds in the bag, there were kernels of corn. What the fuck is up with this?
Because it was crumbled up top ramen in it. Oh, God. There's a lima bean in the fucking hash I bought, dude. The peanut in the hash.
Yeah, that's right. If you can't stop drugs from getting into a maximum security prison.
You lost.
Mm-hmm.
You've lost the war if the criminals can get drugs in the place you put them because they did drugs. You fucking lost, man. Mm-hmm. It's over. So yeah, she boots up and checks out. Then outside, the dad gets fucking clubbed in the head again by the dude in red just because he's following him around with a rock, beating the piss out of him.
He's and like his guardian angel, I think.
A little bit, yeah. So he's just visitor Q, right? Hmm. They never give him a name. He's just visitor. And
he's not doing any drops or anything like that, so calm down.
He kind of looks like the dude from that Yakuza Like a Dragon game.
He does. That's right. He's got that hair. He's got the fucking the leather pants on. The red jacket. You think Yakuza ripped off Visitor Q?
Could be inspired by. I don't know. I mean, because also, what's his name? Kakihara in Ichi the Killer dressed kind of similarly to this guy, you know, with the red and everything.
Same universe, maybe, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's all a shared universe, Tim. Visitor Q is Kakihara before he gets the cool scars and shit. Goddamn, Ichi the Killer was good. Anyway, so yeah, he beats the piss out of dad. Get home, and we find out that, okay, the boy, the abusive boy, the abusive son is being bullied. Mm-hmm. By other students, right? And the guy who banged the whore, the daughter, that's the dad and the husband of the woman who the son was just beating the shit out of. So anyhow, he gets home and the mom that just got the shit kicked out of her goes to blow dad after he banged his daughter. But the dad flashes like, he's going to smell pussy. You know, she's going to smell pussy on me.
Reminds me of that song, Let Me Smell Your Dick.
But now the question that I had, Tim.
Yes, I was like, wait a second.
Is how dissimilar is the vagina going to smell from the mother?
I'm just
genetically,
it's
closer, right?
Yeah, she has to be like, that's not quite mine.
Hmm. It smells like a little bit like you and me, but if it was a vagina. Like a combo of that. I don't know where you'd be getting that from. Anyhow, he's like, I can't. We can't have sex right
this
now.
Movie
can,
every time you think like, holy shit, this movie starts out with a guy banging his prostitute daughter, who then makes fun of him because he comes too soon. The son is beating the shit out of the mother. This guy has been hit in the head with the rock two fucking times.
Yeah.
And then they add these little extra fucking things on top of it. You're just like, wait, all right, no. I guess the movie peaked with this crazy. No, she's going to smell his dick and recognize the smell.
Yeah, we're 10 minutes in.
Because she's smelling it. And she's not just smelling pussy.
Yeah.
It's flashing to her daughter. So she's smelling it and she's thinking of, that's the smell of my daughter.
I recognize that pussy smell. That's my daughter.
I really have to think about these recommendations.
So anyhow, the little brother and fucking Visitor Q are broing out and bonding over beating implements. The visitor,
he hugs him. That's the thing, is because there's at least two times, I don't know if he did it with the father, where he's hugging them.
Yeah, yeah. No, he shows like weird affection.
He truly
affection
is a guardian angel, yeah.
Oh, damn. You think this is like somebody saw this and they made that show Touched by an Angel? They're like, why don't we make an Americanized version of this? Of course, it's
Let's
in America.
Let's get that religious so... Irish woman to do the show. Yeah.
Right, right.
Della Burke?
Delta Burke?
No, not Delta Burke. Dallas.
Delta Burke, Tim?
Della Reed?
Think that was...
Della...
Della Reed. God. Yeah, I don't think it was Delta Burke, Tim.
I didn't say Delta Burke. I said...
You said Della Burke, which... Della Burke is Delta Burke's slightly ethnic sister, right? Half-sister. So they're throwing out over, you know, bonding over beating up mom and everything. And... Then the visitor guy's like, oh, by the way, who's the girl's room downstairs? What the fuck's that all about? And the bro's like, ah, it's just my sister. She left. By the way, she's a whore. And I think my dad prematurely ejaculated in her pussy.
He had to borrow 10,000 yen off of me.
Yeah. So, Tim, you don't have a daughter, but you have a sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would come faster with your sister or slower?
I mean, that's kind of a good question because you'd want to get it over as fast as possible, right?
Oh, right, but if you do it too fast, it's almost like you're eager.
That's true. But then you hope you get that family understanding where they don't make fun of you. But I guess it doesn't work with, you know, teenagers these days, you know?
Teenagers these days, Tim. Yeah.
If I talk back to my father like that, if I called my father an early bird, he would have beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, don't ever make fun of your dad for coming too early inside of your vagina. That's
he should have just looked at it and go, that's how you got here.
Yeah, that's a good point. What's he gonna do? Send her to her room? Go to your room, young lady. How dare you disrespect me as he's peeling off you. Here's your allowance. You earned it. Yeah, no, I think
yeah. This really is coming. This is kind of gonna come out of your allowance if you give me a fucking penalty. You know,
I think you really got to put the spurs to her. You know what I mean? Anyhow, Dad heads outside and he's watching the bullies beat the piss out of his son. So he's like, "Oh, this is great. Get the camera." It's like, "What the fuck?" So he's filming it, right? And this isn't the son. That's right. This is when he goes out and he tries to film just some regular street.
Yeah,
tough.
It's a flashback to because he's supposed to be making some documentary about bullies and all this other shit. What's wrong with kids in society
just moral
and
decline,
stuff?
Right. Yeah.
And then he picks the wrong group of kids to go up and do a man on the street interview with. Yeah.
Yeah. He tries to man on the street interview with Death Force and fucking Yobo over there. Gives him the old defense.
That's a last resort. You don't start off the fight with that. Because after that, if that doesn't work, after that, you got nowhere to go.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's really your Hail Mary, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, they pull something out. And then rip dude's pants down and just start ramming him up the ass.
It's with the microphone.
It. Oh, with the microphone. Okay.
Dude, and it's those old-fashioned microphones from like Phil Donahue style without even like the little fucking puffer thing on it. And that's those fucking silver grates.
Yeah. The noise gate thing. Mm. No, it's the old Bob Barker. Price is Right microphone.
There you go. No, like, much bigger than that. You know, that thing had a much bigger head on it than the shaft was. That thing was out of proportion.
A bigger head, but Tim, look at this one. This one's, we got length here, buddy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I told my wife I wanted a Bob Barker microphone, so she got one.
Nice.
Very sweet of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hope the price is right.
I told her to reach in my pocket and get some money out. I still fucking love that dude did that. God damn. What a
holy
different
shit,
time,
that's
Jim.
Right. Oh my
God.
He used
to have chicks reach into his pants pocket and pull out money.
Wow.
Chicks all like, oh, it's $100 and a roll of quarters. Wait a minute, this roll's getting bigger. Bob.
Now it's a roll of half dollars.
Then he told her the early bird gets the money. And then he pointed down to the dick. So,
early bird discount. Oh, man. Just how is that missed?
Yeah, I know. I'm with you, Tim. So now this is after that. We see the son getting bullied and the dad starts filming it. right? And we're cutting back and forth between the dad filming the son getting the shit beat out of him and the mom at home, like, mixing shit up and trying to cover her wounds.
Yeah.
You know, because she's got to go out and get to work, obviously. Mm-hmm. So then dad meets up with the daughter again and tells her, like, listen, I have an idea. Or no, he meets up with the coworker lady. That's right.
Yes, that's right.
And he tells her.
Who I think he was having an affair with.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because they also have a brief discussion later on about whether he's going to come too fast again or not. When he's strangling her.
Yeah. No, I thought he was flashing back to the daughter with that.
Well, that's part of it too, I'm sure. Okay. So he's talking to her and he's like, listen, I got a great idea about that bullying documentary. Why don't we film those guys beating the shit out of my son?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a father about a father and son who get bullied.
Yeah, so it's going to be about two cucks.
Mm-hmm.
Me being the head cuck, the patriarch of the cuck family. If only a well-intentioned beating you in the head with a rock, red-coated stranger could swing by and magically help us all with our problems, like some sort of a what do you call it? What about Bob scenario, right? Just a charming like miscreant.
I know. I think that was rated R, but I don't think it was rated as R as this movie is. No. Right?
No, not it was not nearly as R as this for sure. So then we cut to mom. And mom has been out hooking as well. So the whole watch the face thing, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's hooked up with this little kind of fat dude. And he seems nice. He's like jovial. He's like, hey, that was pretty good, you know. Yeah. But I never thought it.
Gives her a beer, right?
Well, he offers her a beer. He's like, I just didn't know because you have a limp. So I thought it might feel different being inside of a person with a limp.
So is he a limp dick?
Maybe.
Is that his thing? Or is it just like he just saw her and it's like, hey, you know, I've always wondered.
Did he seek her out?
Or was it just by chance?
Like a novelty thing he's sought her out? Maybe. I mean, well, yeah, because she's not, because they just like bang at some hotel or something.
Yeah, I don't think she's the way she's dressed up. Although, no, mm-hmm. Actually, I will say this, because again, that's 100% sex hotel. Because the shower's right there, and you open it up, and there's the fucking bed right there. So they're definitely in one of those places. But the way that she's dressed, this wouldn't be like something where she's standing on a street corner, and this guy's like coming up to us, like, "What? How much for an hour?" Or anything like that.
Yeah,
this
had to be like pre-arranged or something. Yeah, yeah. Maybe she's dressed like
it's a Sears catalog.
Right. Yeah. See that he's on the phone with him. He's like, "Yeah, the one that's on page 38. Yeah, yeah. I've been beaten off to this thing for a while.
This one
now.
Says floor model. What does that mean? Oh, it's a limp.
Floor model.
Okay.
Can I put that on? Get laid away. Damn, lay away for pussy. Hear me out, buddy.
Oh wow, yeah.
We have all of those new like buy now, pay later, like Kiarna and the other apps I see ads for. What if we do that for pussy?
If only somebody had thought about that before.
Tim, charging interest on vagina.
I guess that's alimony, right? Well, no, because also here's how we can make even more money. It's like every week, no matter what they pay. Mm-hmm. We take our fee from it. So if they're laying away $10 a week, we take $250 out of that. So they're really only putting $750 away. And if at the end of 2 weeks, if they don't have more than $20 in the account, that's an extra $5 penalty.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to nipple and dime them, buddy.
Nipple and dime, yep.
Oh, man. So, yeah, mom, then the John's like, well, why don't you beat me then? You know, you got beat up. Why don't you give me? And he's genuinely nice about it. He's like, here's the belt. Smack me around. She smacks him. He's like, no, a little harder. Come on, man. It's cool. It's cool. And she kind of gets into it, you know? So she has a little bit of fun. Then she heads to the park and buys a pound of heroin with her money, right? Score some drugs, heads home, boots up some horse, gets dressed. And then we see this trail of her puzzle pieces. Now, my wife has recently gotten into putting together puzzles. Mm-hmm. She would kill somebody if she came home and one of her puzzles was fucked up. Are you? I know better. I would not fuck with that, too.
One of those 1,000-piece puzzles. Yeah.
Yep. I got her because she never did puzzles before. And then for Christmas, I got her a, what do you call it? The Legend of Zelda, the new one. Tears of the Kingdom. It's a big 1,000-piece
puzzle. I have two of them that's sitting in my closet that we never ended up doing, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that was her thing, man. Give her a little break. She's like, all right, I'm going to run up, maybe smoke some weed, listen to some music, and put together a puzzle.
Damn, no, how the fuck? Dude, I'd be just staring at those pieces. How are you going to focus? I mean, she must be smoking sativa, not indica.
Yeah probably. Mm. Probably. She's a lot smarter than me, so I don't fucking know. She can put together puzzles and shit. Best thing I could do is cook when I'm high. That's
dangerous.
I do a good job of it. Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, that's the problem. Like, listen, I know we were going to make pepperoni pizza, but I found a lot of other ingredients.
I'm making my own pepperoni, yeah.
Yeah, from scratch. I'm chasing the neighbor around with a fucking shovel. We're going to go find a pig somewhere, make our own pepperoni. Nah, so fucking boots up, you know, gets high as shit, follows the puzzle piece trail. Mind you, the house is a fucking wreck. Mm-hmm. It's a nightmare. And she sees the
photo. But the table is clear. Because that's when she's nodding off, she wakes up, she's bolt awake because she has to clean that table off.
Yes.
And then she goes and visit accuser already clean that table. See? He's like an elf. He's like, instead of making shoes, he's making his family better.
That's true. Yes.
And maybe he makes umbrellas.
He's about to make her feel a lot better. So on the table, though, is the photo of the daughter taking a bite of an apple.
Yeah. So, you know, she's bad.
It's a bad girl. Yep. Yeah. That's Eve.
Eating an apple. Yeah.
The apple. The whole thing. Yeah. We really just had to go fucking force Christianity on the Japanese too, didn't we? God.
Second worst thing we gave them, yeah.
Well, third maybe.
Mm-hmm, not true.
I'm going to go Fat Man is probably the worst. Then Little Boy.
Yeah.
Then Christianity.
Yeah. Excuse me, the other way around. It would have been okay.
Right. Christianity, then Little Man, then Fat Man. There you go. So, dude's all like, hey, why don't you take a little rest here real quick? Have a nice little breather. Sit down. She sits down. He starts milking her, Tim.
Well, first he hugs her.
Yeah, true.
And then he starts milking her. Yeah, but...
And, I mean, going to fucking town on her titties. Going to town on this actress's titties.
Mm-hmm.
Hard style. Like... Making this actress fucking earn it.
She definitely, she definitely,
those nipples. Oh my God. Tim, buddy. Good pick, man. This was the point when I went to the
Discord. Gonna like it, yeah.
And I said, hey, Tim, you picked out a porno for us, huh, buddy?
Oh, see, I thought that's why when I sent the message back, I was like, did you just start watching it? That's what I thought you meant. That's when you got to it, when you're like, this is a porno movie?
Yeah, yeah. The guy fucking his daughter, I got. The dude milking the mom, that's disgusting. Because she seemed to be enjoying
it. And no special effects. There's no time for this budget to have CGI in it. That's real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's definitely... the spraying that distance, Tim, that's pretty good.
Mm, yeah.
It's a mixture of practical and CGI is what it is, Tim. Oh, my God. Just making her fucking squirt all over... It's a Charles, buddy. You're welcome.
Yeah. I'm just going to say this real quick. The size of that woman's nipples... I was wondering, all those fake. Oh. And that's how they're getting they're pumping that milk in somehow, and they had to put those fucking, because it's almost like a faucet, how big they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
you're looking
impressive.
It up right now?
No, I was not looking it up.
I know. I just saw your screen light up, and you're looking down at the screen all of a sudden.
I was trying to find the actress's name to see what the fuck else she's been in, and if it has to do with lactation, because if not, then she really missed her calling.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. On demand.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I didn't know that was possible.
You know what? I mean, again, it's a talent. You know, like the guys that can, like, what's his name? Will the Farter from the Stern Show that can make himself fart on command.
If she was around in Stern's time, she would have been on way more than Will the Farter, yes.
Yeah, she would have definitely been a star. So the actress's name is Fujiko. Oh, she was in MPD Psycho.
another Takashi Miike. That was a miniseries, though. Did you ever see that one?
Nope.
That's fun. MPD, Multiple Personality Disorder. MPD Psycho is a TV miniseries. So check it out. It was fun.
The fuck kind of TV series is going to be if he's doing it?
A good one.
I guess Japanese TV, they let you get away with a lot of shit, because I can't imagine him being like toned down for like anything I would imagine what a TV miniseries would be.
But he did like the Phoenix Wright movies too, Tim. He does all sorts of shit.
That's not just crazy. Yeah, he's all over the place.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. If you're making 10 movies a year, Tim, you're occasionally going to have erotic lactation. Yeah,
you can't be making. There's so many lactation movies you can make in 1 year before you gotta go to a children's film.
There's so many normal movies you can make in 1 year before you gotta lactate out an old lady with a fucking bunch of battle wounds. You know?
Every time you think this movie can't get any more, it gets more.
And then it gets more, because then the son comes home and he sees a bunch of milky puzzle pieces all over the floor.
And he hears the mom in the room with Visitor Q, and at this point she's really enjoying it.
She's getting milked. Yes. She's feeling very good, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
So then they all sit down and have a nice family dinner.
Just imagine coming home and your mom squirting milk all over the goddamn place.
Again? Mom, you knew I was going to have the guys from Scouts over today.
All those jigsaw pieces are all fucked up now. They're going to be warped.
Oh, yeah. They're all warped. Yeah, it's not going to fit back together right ever again, Tim. That's probably the biggest of their problems.
Well,
right
now maybe he's given her a new hobby to do when she's by herself instead of doing the jigsaw puzzle.
Making cheese? I suppose. Or ice cream, maybe? I know they're not big on cheese in Japan. Maybe ice cream, then.
Mm-hmm. Everybody likes ice cream, yeah.
Everybody likes ice
cheese. Cheese is an acquired taste sometimes.
Yeah, depends on the cheese. Like the softer cheeses, you know, they can get a little funky sometimes. Mm-hmm. I get it. So they all sit down and have a nice family dinner. Then the son gets fucking pissed off because the mom's having a good day. So he just wings a bowl of fucking soup at her ass. And now, Tim, she's got a little fight back in her because she got milked proper. Mm-hmm. And I've always said this.
All that milk building up, yeah.
If you just relieve certain tensions that women have, Tim.
me personally?
My buddy Sigmund Freud came up with this theory about female hysteria back in the day, Tim. It calms them right down. But in this case, she did not get calmed down. Because she pops up, grabs a fucking knife, and then wings it at her son's
head. Well, first she takes a fucking cucumber and proves that the thing is fucking sharp. Because she samurais that cucumber in like 8 different ways. That shit's a Ginsu knife plus.
Yeah, exactly. She Rampo peels a fucking cucumber to prove it. And then, yeah, Ginsu. It's exactly the example I was looking for. Remember the Ginsu knife? You never had to sharpen it, Tim.
Then why did they have the Ginsu too? Because I thought the original Ginsus had lifetime warranties, right? So,
in case your Ginsu was so good that you never get the chance to use it anymore.
Or you lent it out to a friend and they just never brought you back your knife. Yeah. Or they did friend, and you're like, no, I don't want it. Keep it. Yeah.
Or they used it to take apart their fucking coworker that they raped to death. One of those things, Tim. Well, I guess we'll
why does he have
know.
To cut their wrist off? If he's cutting the arm off, why does he have to cut their wrist off?
Because then you can carry the hand separately. Oh, no, you know what? Actually, then you can dispose of the hand separate from the rest of the body so that the fingerprints don't necessarily match up with the body.
I'm just thinking that this guy is going to fucking try to get a hand job out of it and get stuck again. Second time. He just didn't learn from the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Just when you think this movie can't get any more, it gets more.
How funny would that be if during that scene, they just popped up stuck in the middle with you by Steeler's wheel?
They only had 7 days to make the movie. They couldn't get the music rights. If they had 8 days, they could have had it. Yeah.
That was what they did on the 8th day. Instead of resting, they got the rights from Steeler's wheel for stuck in the middle with you. They had to fight with Tarantino, though. So
yeah, that's true.
I get it.
2001, yeah. That'd be that. Yeah, that's a Reservoir
right
Dogs song.
Then,
yeah.
So then the Bottle Rocket kids show up again, right? And this time, Dad freaks out. He grabs the camera, and he's like, he's going into full on fucking crisis war reporter coverage mode. Oh my God, it's going insane. Look at all the insanity that's happening in this house, shaking the camera around. Look, they're throwing bottle rockets. They're going to destroy. The house is already a fucking wreck. They're going to destroy it.
Plus, meanwhile, the wife is just sitting there eating her fucking food and just in a while brushing the fucking fireworks out of her hair.
Yeah, she's chill as fuck. Yeah. So is old Redcoat. He's fine. They're having a good... Maybe she milked him afterward, Tim, because he seemed to be pretty chill. He's chill the whole movie, though.
Turnabout's fair play, right?
Yeah, that is true. So then we just cut to the next morning. The bullies have got the son, and they're trying to make him take a shit. Can I ask why, Tim?
Just because... How do you just top more humiliation on top of more humiliation?
I have no idea. I've bullied people. I've never gotten to the point where I'm so out of ideas that I'm like,
you never make shit out of luck. Shit. Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Hey, I'm shit out of ideas for what the fuck to do to the Takiya. Like I got shit out of make him shit. It's a good point. Now let's go grab a rock and bang.
Hey, yeah. At
in
that
the
point, who knows what the fuck they were going to do with the shit if he did take a dump? Right. Next thing could have been eat it or fucking smear it all over and make him go to school.
No, they're probably going to tie it to a bottle rocket and fire it in his house. One of those, you know, the fireworks that spins around like a pinwheel?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to just put a plop.
Boom, that's it.
It was good. This is a big turd flying and fucking.
I think that's how the Chicago fire started, right?
Nah, that would make sense. Yeah.
It wasn't Miss O'Leary's cow. Leave us Irish people alone.
No, it was those damn Japanese kids with their bottle rockets and shit. So while this is happening, the dad's, of course, covert reporter following with his coworker and with visitor Q, who's the cameraman.
He's the cameraman, yeah.
Which now it's weird because he both takes like a very hand-on approach and a very hand-off approach to dealing with them, right? So he's hitting the dad with the rock and he's helping the mom get her rocks off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But other than that, this scene, he's just filming. He doesn't tell them to do shit. He's just watching, just along for the ride. You might say, Tim, that he takes the place of the camera in our reality and graphic, gratuitous, violence-obsessed culture.
Just the witness, yes.
Just the witness like us, Tim, who are drawn to these types of extreme content. Maybe we're complicit.
Doing all those close-ups, yeah, too, right?
Maybe it's us too, Tim. So anyhow, the dad... Oh, they're not done bullying the kid, too, because then they all start pissing on him?
Yep.
Now, Tim, I was wondering, I think you're the right guy to ask. Is this a scenario where you know you're going to be bullying the kid, so you save the piss... Or you're in the middle of bullying the kid and you're like, you know what? I could piss.
Oh, good question. I mean, that takes some planning, right? Because what is this going to be the fucking scat day tomorrow at bullying school?
Yeah, we're making him shit and we're going to pee on
him. Yeah. So I don't know. I think maybe it's just natural. The first kid had to take a piss and he's like, hey, why not? And then, you know, it's like one of those things, like if a bunch of guys in a room together, their sperm count goes up. So
that cannot be true.
I read it in Chuck Palahniuk's book, Snuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's got to be true. Okay. Yeah. So maybe one guy took a piss and that made the other guy have to take a piss. You know, like when you hear running water all of a sudden.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole if somebody tells you don't think about a purple elephant.
And then it kind of becomes a pissing contest, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's just the amount of like male nudity everybody's comfortable with just around their like we used to go piss in the woods with friends and stuff, but you never like are standing next to each other.
Well, no, because don't forget in Japan and a lot of Asian cultures they got those saunas, right? And those spas and those are gigantic shower rooms and stuff like that, and you're getting into those things. Sometimes people are getting into those things naked and stuff like that, so it's not that big of
that's
a thing,
true.
Right?
Plus, their genitals are blurry anyway, so it's
that's
not like
true,
you can
yes.
really sneak a peek.
Except for one shot in this movie.
Yeah.
Except for one shot in this movie, all the genitals are completely blurred out. You don't even see any hint of pubic hair, except for that one shot.
Well, there's the when he's fingering the daughter at the beginning, but that's over the panties. Mm-hmm. You can just clearly see that actor is rubbing that actress's pussy.
Hopefully they did something where they like caved out the fucking bed and it's like a prosthetic pussy. But they had 7 days to make this movie, so I don't think they had the time to do that. But
maybe the director was just ducked under there and he was reaching up the hand under the scene, so it looked like it was the actor. He's like, that way there, it's more professional. Sort of like how Quentin Tarantino wrote the scene where Selma Hayek is dumping tequila down her leg and somebody has to suck it off of her toes.
Oh, I can hire myself for that part, yeah. Yeah. That guy write it, yeah. You know,
then it won't be uncomfortable for another actor. Meanwhile, you just see Dan Schneider is just like, God damn it.
Holy shit, did you watch that documentary?
I didn't need that, Tim. I was screaming about that creep 5 fucking years ago.
Holy fucking shit, man. I don't need to see
that
documentary.
That guy's the terrible, disgusting. He's got a hot tub shaped like a foot, Tim.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't see the picture of him in the hot tub
saw the thing. They showed the video of him in the hot tub with the girl, yeah. I didn't know it was shape of a foot.
Well, it's not actually his hot tub. It's one of them that Nickelodeon owns, but their logo was a foot that he designed, by the way. Tim, I was telling you about this a while ago. He was the one that would have the kids write shit on their feet, and then he'd tweet like, hey, send us a picture of Nickelodeon written on your feet, kids. I told you about this.
Wow.
Nobody fucking listens to me, man. I swear to God. Told you that guy's a creep years ago. The kid from Head of the Class.
Yes,
fucking
and
creep.
His friend, the other guy that was in the show, the cool kid. The guy that was in the leather jacket became his fucking like assistant producer,
His creep buddy. Yeah.
He got off pretty clean.
Not even the nerdy kid from the Head of the Class. Remember the one with the glasses?
Yeah.
I would have figured him for something, man. Something's like fingering a dog.
It's always the ones you never think, right?
No, I always think. I do. There was a guy, like I said, worked with us at Chase named Tim, and I was like, that guy,
Drinkers, watch out for the Tim.
Not you. Mm-hmm. This guy, he was the one that used to hang out by the copier when women were stuck there copying shit to flirt with them. So he had a nice captive audience. I had to repeatedly pull him away and be like, dude, don't. And this is where I initially had to verbalize the golden rule, by the way, which is don't hit on people in a place they can't leave. That's very, very simple. Everybody who can hear my voice, the barista, the person fucking working at the store that can't leave.
Anybody who's at work, plain and simple. If you're not at work.
Doesn't even matter if they're at work. If they're at the park watching their kid, leave them alone. Like, if they're stuck there, you can't leave.
That's true. Yeah.
Shoot your shot once. At the park, shoot your shot once. Be like, hey, that's a nice-looking kid you got there. I'd love to see where it came from.
Is it okay if I sit next to you? Because otherwise, they won't let me in the park. Yeah.
Yeah, the kid's cute, but I bet the source is even better. Let's see that snatch. Right?
Hey, if you're going to shoot your shot, you might as well be blunt.
Exactly. It worked for the guys in this fucking movie. Not so much for the dad, though, because he's filming it. He tells his coworker, hey, you go be the brave reporter lady. Why don't you run up there and ask those kids about why they're bullying him and if he's shit yet or if they're all out of piss or anything. And she's like, I'm not going to fucking do that. The fuck you?
This is
where
she says,
they're
not in love with you anymore. She's, I don't love you or I don't love you anymore.
And yeah, and I don't love you anymore. So,
well, yeah, because I forgot the other thing too is because when they're talking in the cafe and he's like, I got an idea for the documentary. And she's like, forget it. You can't go to work. She's like, you showed everybody that video.
Yeah.
He showed, no. He showed the video of him getting raped with the fucking microphone by those fucking, teenage gang. Yeah. And that kind of like ruined his career because you ain't getting back on TV after that. There's no coming back from that.
Yeah, I was trying to think if, like, Al Roker got raped when he was doing the weather.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine that, yeah. Any weatherman out there in the middle of a fucking hurricane, all of a sudden they run into the wrong people.
Yeah, it just ends up Deliverance. I'm going to be like, you know what? I don't trust him to tell me about precipitation anymore.
I don't want to hear how humid it is, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not getting advice from the guy that was raped by a bunch of street toughs. Oh, remember when they used to do the man on the street scam things, mm-hmm. where they'd go to like a scam joint? What if they investigative journalism? What if you bring that back, but it's about going to Rub and Tugs? And he's like, this place says that they have special massages, but do they really?
Oh, no, I was just thinking, it's just doing the interviews of the guys on the way out and then asking how much they want to pay not to be on the 6 o'clock news that night.
No, you have the guy go in there, right? And the joke is that he thinks that all that happens there is massages, right? And then he gets beat off, and then he goes and like tries to claim sexual harassment or some shit.
Who are you going to sue?
Just to get him for rape. The massage parlor.
Those places are here today and gone tomorrow. How the fuck are you going to sue?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, if anything, if you're doing that, then you don't have to pay, right? Oh, no, you pay up front, I think, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, you just thought the massage was really expensive. I don't know why they had a bottle of lube waiting there when I was getting the massage, but okay.
I wonder what happens, for real. Like, let's straight up massage parlor, street level massage parlor, right? We've all seen them in your neighborhood or somewhere in the city, right? You know as soon as you look at it, mm-hmm. what it is. What would happen if some chick just walked into that place and just literally just wanted a massage? How do they get them out?
Probably give her like a 10 to 15 minute long half-ass massage and then tell her she's done. They would probably give her the massage I give my wife before we're going to bang, and then they just wouldn't bang and be like, all right, get out of here.
So maybe, all right, here's a tip, fellas. If you're not sure whether or not that massage parlor is the kind of massage parlor you want, send your wife or go on Yelp and look at the reviews. And if like there's a bunch of guys who give it 4 stars and a bunch of women who give it 1 star,
give it 1, yeah,
that's the place you want to go.
Now I'll give you some pointers. If they have a neon sign that says parking in the back and they're open at midnight, you know what the place is about, okay?
Gift certificates available would probably be another tip off, right? Take that money up front, and then they're closed next week.
Oh, God, yeah. Could there be a worse investment, except for maybe like Tesla stock, than gift certificates at a Rub and Tug, Tim?
Stripper club money. Do they still do that?
Stripper club, yeah, fun money.
Where they change the color
money.
Of the money, it's not usable anymore?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Funny money or what else? I guess like a Circuit City gift card. About the same value.
No. Probably the worst gift card you can give anybody besides maybe Outback Steakhouse would be Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Because now you got to find a Barnes & Noble. And there ain't any of those. True. Now you got to go online. Yeah. And guaranteed, and whatever they have online is nowhere near the value of the gift card that you have. So now you have to either spend a little bit of money 30 or 40 times or spend money and put an extra $20 on top of the gift card. So,
not to mention, that's one of the websites in particular that completely fucks you on shipping for a fucking media mail book. Mm-hmm. They charge you like $7 to ship the fucking thing. Yeah. That is ridiculous, dude. They are terrible.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, back to tips at Rub and Tugs.
So back to the movie. Then he tells the reporter lady, he's like, all right, you think I'm not a fucking man? I'm going to prove it to you. And by the way, I'm going to make sure to last plenty of time for you. Rips her clothes off, tells visitor Q, hey, come film this. We're about to make a nice documentary here about getting your pussy stuffed. And the dude starts fingering her, then starts fucking raping her. He's like, I'll give you an extensive screw.
Mm-hmm.
Starts choking her out. And she just she's dead now. Dead body. All right, well, I guess we're done with the bullying documentary. Mm. We have bigger fish to fry now. Drags her naked, dead ass out there, right?
Back to the house, yeah.
By the way, leaves the son, who's trying to shit, lying on the ground.
He's already seen the son two times getting bullied. He don't care. He just wants to make a video out of it. And now he's got this problem he's got to deal with. The shit you got to put up with at work, man.
So he gets her home and he starts drawing on her with a marker like you would, you know, the diagram of how to butcher
a pig. Yeah, he's like, this is where we're going to cut it. And like I said, it looks pretty straight up the way you would normally see it, except that he has her arm cut off of the shoulder and then also her hand cut off at the wrist.
Yeah, hands separate from the arm. Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
Just making more work for yourself, right?
You really are,
Work smarter, not harder.
Just give her to the fucking bottle rocket kids. They'll figure out what to do with her. We'll have a little dead girl scenario going on. So then, and we cut back to mom, who's now wearing a trash bag. She takes off her outfit. She's wearing a trash bag because visitor Q's back home. You know, the whole crew came back.
I was disappointed with this because I was really, when I saw this, I was hoping that she had that trash bag like tucked into her pants and she was going to poke a hole in it and it was just going to be full of fucking milk that she's just been squirting all day into the fucking garbage bag. Because that's got to be easier than cleaning it up off the floor all the goddamn time, right?
Oh my God. Especially with how much she produces, Tim.
Put in one of those latex suits, a skin tight thing, and like within like 3 days, she'd be looking like a fucking doughboy.
That's, you know, that's a fetish somebody has, Tim. And now you've just spoke. By the way, you fucking sick motherfucking listeners of ours, Tim. I take umbrage with our listeners real quick. Hold on. Let me
pull this
shit up.
Especially the ones who aren't paying the Patreon.
No, that whatever. But just in general, I'm taking some fucking umbrage, right? Okay, listen to this shit. For March Madness, we have done Carousel, Teeth, and Night of the Demon. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three good movies. Oh, two good movies.
Okay. Carousel, not a lot of people probably have seen. Right? It's a kind of underground thing. And, like, I can talk
to the kind of thing, like, you know, like the director would, like, try to stir up some Twitter trouble to get some views on
his
movie.
Tim Yoba. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so you got that. Then you got Teeth. Teeth was a major movie. It did numbers. People have heard of it, right? It was a meme for a minute. People talking about it, right? Then Night of the Demon. No one's ever fucking heard of Night of the Demon.
Like I said in the podcast, everybody thinks that movie is Night of the Demons. There's no way that you want to hear, there was a podcast I listened to the other night, by the way, the third ranked in California.
It was called Night of the Demon.
Nobody's going to...
Tim, I'm not giving these fuckers credit for that shit. They didn't tune in thinking, oh, it's Night of the Demons. More people listen to Night of the Demon than Teeth and Carousel. You sick fucks.
Wow. Bigfoot is alive again, man. Bigfoot is back.
You fucking Bigfoot perverts. Disgusting. Shame on all of you. So this visitor Q, I hope you enjoy it, you fucking perverts.
That guy who writes that fucking Bigfoot porn. All that fucking cryptid thing as a guest on the show. He could pick any Bigfoot movie he wants.
I talked about the Bigfoot porn that my wife found.
Fucking in the back of the woods,
The fan fiction that she found of Bigfoot when Bigfoot was fucking a chick and his dick was so big that it bent over backwards, came out of her pussy, and when he came, he shot his load all over his own Bigfoot fur.
That's how you keep your DNA out of the hands of scientists and hunters, right?
Well, that's how you keep from impregnating somebody, I suppose. That's always been my method.
You got baptized by Bigfoot.
Bigfoot did the roundabout up your sniz.
So out of all of those, all right, so let's see that. All right, so that's crazy because the other two have been out 2 weeks longer at least, right?
Yes, they've been out 2 weeks longer, and Teeth is a movie people have heard of.
Maybe what it is, maybe people are tuning in thinking it's Night of the Demons. And then by the time we've already talked like three. No, dude, we talked like an hour and a half before we even get into the fucking movie sometimes. So they're like, when are they going to talk about Night of the Demons? I really want to hear about Night of the Demons. And then fuck, it's a Bigfoot thing.
That's a good point. Let me look at the average amount of listen time that the people have on it. Audience retention, Tim. Audience retention. It tells me what percentage of listenership made it all the way to the end of it.
Of that particular episode.
Of that episode. Yeah, all of them.
How?
Fucking all of them.
How is that possible?
I mean, not literally all of them, Tim, but 81.8% of the people that listen to it listen to the entire fucking episode.
Damn, that's pretty damn fucking good.
Yeah, that's a good retention rate, buddy. Advertisers, keep that in mind. So, okay.
Bigfoot freaks, keep that in mind. We're coming back to you, Bigfoot freaks. Don't worry. We'll find something.
Bigfoot freaks and lactation folks. We got you. And incest people. Tim's got you. So mom rips open the garbage bag, exposes her breast, and she's like, hey, visitor Q, check it out. I can do it myself now. I don't even need you.
I don't need you anymore. That's right. See? It's a true guardian angel. Give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day.
Give a woman a glass of milk and she'll drink for a day. But teach her to milk herself.
That's right.
Tim. And she'll have milk for
a
lifetime.
She'll fill up a garbage bag. It's like in Canada, they get milk in bags, right? So...
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's just milk and fun bags. That's a little bit better, Tim. So she's squirting milk all over Visitor, and he's just like, hey, good for you, you know? He looks like he's like, I'm impressed. She's doing a good fucking job.
I taught you well.
Dad gets a little bit distracted drawing on dead coworker. He decides to go in for seconds, posthumous seconds. And he's like, I'm going to record this.
Like I said, when you think this movie can't get any more, it gets more.
It gets more. It does. This is Takashi Miike.
And we ain't done yet, folks.
No. So he's banging her, and he's filming, and he's like, this is great. This is, you know, interesting. He's like, wow, her pussy's really wet now. And that's interesting because she's dead, Tim.
Yes.
It's just a modern marvel, her pussy being wet. I'm going to reach down there and get a little to show the camera. Pulls up a big handful of shit, of posthumous shit. And he's like, oh, God damn it. She didn't get wet for me.
What did you eat? He says.
He says, yeah, it stinks. What did you eat?
Oh, man.
That's it, folks. The man fucking his dead coworker pulled a posthumous shit out because he thought her pussy was wet. Or, yeah. So there you go.
Now, hold on. We're not done yet, though.
Yeah. So we cut back to mom, and she's running low on milk, and she just pisses on the floor, which I thought, okay, well, you know, you might as well add that to the mix. We've got shit. We've got milk. No cum.
Everything is in this,
cum yet, but plenty of milk, plenty of piss, a little bit of shit, right? And... outside, dad's fucking the coworker, and dude, what we've all been here. His dick gets stuck in her dead body.
He's got a dog dick.
Yeah. No, I think it's a rigor mortis. Clenched up on him, right? So now he's got to like. I wish they would have made this like a Weekend at Bernie's. So he's like,
it's almost. If we almost get that, yeah.
I know, almost. We were so close, but they only had 7.
Could have seen a cartwheel.
So. Oh, a Weekend at Bernie's too. Remember when he had the curse? So yeah. Bernie's dead body would walk toward the treasure. What if we just have visitor Q too? It's visitor R. She's just walking around her dead body with a dick hanging out of her. Yeah, so now we got to figure out how to get the dick out of her. So he heads into the house and he shows the wife. He's like, yeah, you know, I was just fucking this dead coworker of mine. I choked her out while I was fucking her. Mm-hmm. So we got to figure out how to get her off of me.
Now,
Shopping montage. Yeah. Now, I might have missed. What the fuck were they dumping in the tub
vinegar
to get her off? Was that vinegar?
Vinegar. That's right. Like, what the fuck? That doesn't make any sense. But then she says it's supposed to make your skin softer when she's pouring it into the tub.
Sure. I don't think that it's the hardness of the skin
that's not the problem. Exactly, yeah.
Right. But so it's not working.
But she is coming off a milk high, so.
Fair. Yeah, she did just get milked proper. So then the mom, he's looking at the wife, the mom, and he's like, you're glowing. You're positively glowing. And I've never seen you so assured. And he's, you know, it's
since
starting to
before
rekindle.
We were married, yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to rekindle the romance while his dick is stuck in his dead coworker.
Look, she's ride or die, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wait, ride or die. Is that the girlfriend, the coworker, or the wife? Both of them are ride.
The coworker is ride and die. The wife's ride or die.
Well, I think it's die and ride. They got it mixed up. Yeah,
die and ride. Yeah. And then ride, then die.
Yeah, see,
then ride
he's got
to
get his priorities straight to get his family back in order.
Yeah, yeah. To quote Hideo Kojima, the man who made the Metal Gear series, mm-hmm. do you think that love could bloom even on a battlefield, Tim?
God. Well, certainly. See, that's why I stopped playing those fucking games, man.
They got really bad. You should play Death Stranding, though. It's nothing like that, Tim. Mm,
no PlayStation.
It's not hour-long cutscenes.
Oh, God. Yes. Jesus Christ. But she goes shopping for the vinegar, and she looks like fucking mm-hmm. Nicolas Cage in Leaving Las Vegas with the way she's fucking filling his shopping cart up with vinegar, and she's so happy.
She does. Yeah, she's having the best time. So the vinegar ain't cutting.
The little limp is kind of gone. She's got a little spring in her step now. More of a limp. And now nobody's going to think she has a limp. They're going to think, oh, she got a spring in her step. Look at that.
Yeah, she was heavy with milk, Tim.
Oh.
Turns out she just needed to be relieved of that pressure, I suppose. So that's not working. And in fact, the dead chick is clenching even harder on him now. Or is his dick getting hard because he's getting turned on by his wife? We may never know, Tim. So,
mysteries.
So the wife's like, nah, man, I got this. She goes in, loads him up a syringe full of fucking heroin. She's like, dude, this has got you. No problem. And he's like, what the fuck's in that syringe? And never mind. Inject. She's like, stick your thumb out.
I think you hear a pop sound, right?
You do. And you do hear a nice little... when the dick pops out of the vagina, and he's like, hey, that worked.
And he loves the heroin. That shit is fucking kicking his ass. I have a question about heroin. I've never shot it up. And Eddie,
yeah, sure.
I hope you've never shot it up, but somebody out there
never shot up heroin, no.
Maybe they just don't show it on TV, but whenever you see anybody cooking it, doing the works, right? They take it, they put in a spoon, put some water in it from the syringe, right?
Yep.
Then they cook it to the point where it's bubbling. How long does it take before you can that shit's cooled down? You can't shoot hot shit into your fucking veins, right? You have to wait at least a minute to a minute and a half, I would imagine, to be sure that shit was cooled down enough. It's bubbling.
Yeah, that's a good point. But then they always put the little piece of cotton there too to filter out the
breeze. Yes, but that's not going to cool it down.
That's not going to cool it. No. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a good. A good point. Hey, any heroin addicts that listen to the show, do you have like a special...
Do you have any analytics on how many people who are shooting up? You know why 81% of this listen? They did some fucking smack. Yep.
Oh, man.
Do you more know, smack people.
Yeah, I put up a poll to see if people like longer episodes or shorter.
God.
Maybe we do like less, you know, scene-by-scene description stuff. So, you know, I'll add a third option to that. Do you use it to nod out when you're on heroin? You know, you hear about heroin addicts that would just, you know, shoot up and then get in a recliner and, like, listen to the Stones or the Who or something and then pass out, you know? Maybe they do that with Bloody Bits. Mm. Maybe that's why we're so big in California.
I don't know if the Who is really a heroin band you want to listen to while you're on heroin.
No, maybe...
Right? Pete Townsend was shooting heroin while he was writing all that shit and doing it, but I don't picture them as a heroin band, right? Like Lou Reed.
I'm with you.
Velvet Underground, right?
Yeah, Velvet Underground.
Patti Smith, maybe?
Yeah, Patti Smith. I could see some Pink Floyd.
Definitely,
obviously.
Yeah. Although I always associate Pink Floyd more with pot and hallucinogens than heroin.
Tool, the band? Tool was like the Gen Xers version of Pink Floyd.
I hear that all the time. I heard Flaming Lips was supposed to be the new Pink Floyd, and Tool is supposed to be... There's only one Pink Floyd.
Right. I mean, none of them are the Pink Floyd, but, you know, similar progressive rock kind of trippy, visually thing. Yeah. So then... The bullies show up again, right? And this is while they're moving the dead body into the living room, which is now in like this fun position, you know, being like ready to be banged out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And the bullies all show up, and I'm like, oh God, the bullies are going
to
come in.
First of all, hats off to
that
actress who had to keep that position.
Yeah, no, fantastic work from her.
Wish we could see her again in something.
Tim, you probably could, but go look her up.
No, thanks. After this, I'm erasing all Visited Queue things from all my browser history and my watch history.
That's probably a good idea, too. Oh, man. So the bullies show up, and they're like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Because they're out there beating the shit out of the kid again. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, fuck this shit.
We're a family Pops now. Up. Yeah,
we're a family now. We're in this fucking together. Fuck you. Dad grabs like a fucking blade and starts going Rambo, embeds it in this dude's head, mm-hmm. and then starts sawing back and forth in this dude's fucking forehead with like one of those, the they're like a machete, but they're serrated.
Yeah, it's
they
got use like them teeth for cutting on.
Sticks
yeah.
and stuff. Like, yeah.
cutting branches, shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a, my my buddy bought one. He ordered one from Japan specifically for cutting these thick ass oak branches on his property. Mm-hmm. I guess those things are sharp as shit, dude. Like fucking crazy style. Anyway, yeah, he's sawing this dude's head. Mom pops out, grabs a screwdriver, and fucking like kung fu chucks that shit like a throwing star and mm-hmm. sticks it in another guy. And then the son's like, "Hey, thanks, man. That's pretty cool. You guys just saved my ass.
I'm sorry then, for beating the shit out of you all this time. But then I did tough you up to, so you were able to do this. So
that's true. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they look at each other, mom and dad do, and they fall in love all mm-hmm. over again. And the visitor, they toss the dead bodies into the trunk of their car.
All nicely cut up. Throw, yeah. All the hands are off. Nice, yeah.
With a bunch of silica gel. So it doesn't smell like anything, but it absorbs the odor. It's not true. Silica gel just absorbs moisture, not odor.
Well, if it doesn't have a chance to get too wet, right?
Yeah, that helps, sure. But you want to add like some baking soda or something to neutralize the odor. Think about it.
Vinegar. Sure. Got some vinegar bottles left over, right?
Vinegar, yeah. That's true. They should have plenty of vinegar left over. And some heroin, too, you know, just for fun. So then we cut back to the little brother. He's laying on the floor in the house covered in milk, right? And then the visitor walks in and he asks the visitor, he says, "Why did you come? Did you come here to help or to destroy everything for us? By the way, thanks, because you did help." Whatever you did here, you helped. Now I'm going to go focus on studying instead of whatever
well,
the
no
fuck
more bullying,
it was I was
right?
doing.
Now he doesn't have to worry about when he's got to take a shit. Does he have to save it up before he goes to school? Can he drop it before he goes? What's going on?
That's a good point, yeah.
That would stop my studying. Always,
if you always have to retain just in case the bullies want to see mm-hmm. your shit. That's a good point. That mm-hmm. that would put a damper on my academic career, Tim. That's a good mm-hmm. – it's true. So visitor Q, he leaves – heads down the street, you know, and
his merry
he looks
way.
Up. He sees a fetching young lady.
No, he doesn't. He walks right past her. She stops him.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So see,
yes.
this family like, hey, is just crying out for somebody to
they
bring them
him.
Together.
Yeah. So yeah, and it's the daughter. The daughter's like, "Hey, you want to fuck, buddy?"
She's going to give him the good-looking guy discount.
I'm going to give you the Tim Yobo good-looking
Which,
guy
you know
discount.
What? Hats off to her. One thing you want to say. She wasn't mm-hmm. lying. She gave him a $10,000 discount on all the things.
Yeah, yeah. Everything was a discount. She wasn't full of
Unless
shit.
She was charging a father more.
That could be. Because she knew dad was good for it. Maybe visitor didn't look like he was that rich.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a choice, right? Good-looking guy versus your dad.
So instead of negotiating for price, he just bends down, picks up another big rock, and looks at her. He's like, "No, I'm going to use the I've got a rock discount. That's all I can eat for free," is what that is. So then we cut to her walking into the house, looking like she just got fucking ran through the mud. Like, she is bloody. Her shit's untucked. So I guess he got the discount all right. Walks into that's just beaten and looking like shit. Heads into her childhood bedroom. Picks up her Winnie the Pooh. So that's maybe a teaser for the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2 that's coming out.
They planned ahead a long time, yes, for the copyright to run out in 2001.
Or maybe this was a subtle dig at China.
Was he? Well, he probably wasn't president then, going back that far. But he was probably big. Yeah, just enough that you can get away with that Winnie the Pooh joke.
Did you see, by the way, that studio that made the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey? Not only are they doing that, they've got a Peter Pan coming out. They've got what else was it? A Cinderella coming out. They're calling it, Tim, the extended Pooniverse.
Okay. You just harshed my buzz. Yeah, that's
come on, Tim. Yeah,
did you see the first one?
Yeah, I did.
And it sucked, right?
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah.
So they're gonna blow. Yeah, they got a good idea with it. Let's see what they do with it. But
yeah, I mean, the guys that are doing the Mickey Mouse movie because of the trademark ending, smart, right? I mean, you knew they had it in the can. Somebody was waiting.
Yeah, just what kind of quality is it, right? It's just
no, it's going
to
be
trading
shit
on the name of people just going to see it because it's the Mickey Mouse movie where Mickey Mouse kills somebody.
So congratulations, horror movies have caught up to the rest of Hollywood, just trading on nostalgia in the name of it, right?
Horror has made it, yes, see?
Horror has made it, buddy. So yeah, she shows up, she picks up her Winnie the Pooh, looks and sees that like a window is covered up. She opens up the window, looks outside. Mom is draped in a tarp, and something's moving underneath of it. She moves the tarp a little. There's Dad breastfeeding off of Mom, and Mom's looking at her like, hey, got another one.
Yeah, he's going at it like he's been in the fucking desert.
Oh, yeah, he's thirsty. So, of course, sister goes over there, strips naked, which I thought was an interesting touch, and then just starts feeding on Mom.
She's going back to her childhood, right? The innocence of childhood, being breastfeeding at her mom's tit.
Yeah. And that's it. That's visitor Q.
The end. Happy ending, right? Everybody's much better off except for, you know, the bullies and the coworker.
Yeah, they're dead, so they're doing a little worse. The bullies were bad guys, though, so maybe you're like a little come up. And
well, no, see, look, they did something that was good, right? And the coworker is only just feeding into the moral decay of society. She's not putting out good documentaries about what's going on with the family. So by her sacrifice, she was able to help at least one family, where if she lived, she probably would have been able to hurt and corrupt more families.
Visitor Q, the movie that dared to ask, is entertainment killing children, or is killing children entertainment? Yeah, no, I had a fantastic time watching this fucking movie, because you can't not. It moves so quick. It's 84 minutes, first of all. It's not even 90 minutes, because how could it be?
And it's good fun to put on at a party.
Tim loves to. Hey, you know what? Next time your wife has some friends over, you're going to go do karaoke or something that night. Just be like, hey, hold on a tick. I got this cool Japanese movie to watch.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not going to go too well. Yeah.
No?
No.
Especially when during any of the lactation scenes, just start nudging your wife's friend.
Got the idea?
Get it? Get it? And then ask if you get the good-looking discount.
I don't want that answered.
Oh, man, what a journey.
Yes, and only 84 minutes. All the places this movie has taken us. All the places you'll go watching Visitor Q.
Oh, the places you'll go, yeah. According to Dr. Seuss and Takashi Miike. So, Tim, buddy, we're coming back next month.
Yeah, what's the next
one? To doing the 90s. We're back in our regular. Yeah, what month did we leave? Did we leave off on 96?
I think we left off 95 because we did Mute Witness before we started all this,
Yes, we did. By the way, Mute Witness, Tim, did good numbers.
Good. More people who watch that movie, the better.
Yeah, numbers.
All right, I bet you The Crow has got to, maybe in like the last like 2 weeks, have got it picked up because of the movie coming out, right?
That's a great question. Let's take a look here. Oh, yeah. In the last 2 weeks specifically, we've had a little spike for The Crow. That's a good point. But no, Mute Witness, Tim, has done more views than Species, which was the week before.
Wow.
And more views than Evolver, that was the week after.
I don't even remember Evolver. That was a video game thing, right?
Yeah, the robot.
Oh, because there was no tits in that movie. That's why. Yeah, William H. Macy. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, when you see William H. Macy's tits, otherwise I would have remembered it quicker than Species and New Witness.
If I had seen, yeah, William H. Macy's tits in that, then it would have been a whole different story. So yeah, 1996, Tim. So let's take a look real quickly at the year 1996 in horror.
Let's step back in time.
And let's see what we've got. We could talk. Oh, Tim, I'm just looking at the list here, and there's already so many good things to choose from. First, you got Thinner.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah. You've got The Craft.
Okay.
Okay.
So you've got both of them.
You've got Fear.
Fear.
Mark Wahlberg fingering the chick on the roller coaster.
What?
Tim. You got to see that one, buddy.
Okay.
You've got that movie Michael with John Travolta.
I saw that in the movies theater with my ex-girlfriend. Yes.
Ugh.
I don't know why I was. Yeah. Of course, you'd be my ex-girlfriend by now. Yeah. But yeah, that was a badass movie. Yeah.
And you've got probably one of the most important movies, I would say, for horror in the 90s, Scream. Was 96.
Well, it's the first one, so that's okay.
The first one was good.
Yeah.
I'll give you the first one. The rest of them, I do not give a flying fuck about. Mars Attacks was 96 too. Shit, Tim.
Tim Burton's Downfall. That started it for me. Yeah. What comes after Mars Attacks?
Yeah, I could see that. After Mars Attacks?
Yeah.
That's a good question. For Tim Burton, I got to look it up now because you had...
What, you don't have it off the top of your head?
No, I don't fucking follow Tim Burton that closely. What do we have here? So 90... okay, Tim.
All right.
I got to stop you there, buddy. The next big feature he did after that was Corpse Bride. That was huge.
Did he actually do it, or was it like A Nightmare Before Christmas where...
He produced it.
That's not the same thing as directing a movie. He directed a movie.
Okay. My bad. He also directed it.
Okay. All right. Well, not my favorite, but all right. No,
you know what? Okay. Never mind. I'm looking here. Sleepy Hollow was before that.
Okay. Here we go.
And then, oh, no. Here you go. Here's one you liked. Planet of the Apes.
Oh, my God. Get the fuck out of here. Shit. Fucking Marky Mark.
Maybe. Yeah. Fucking worst thing that could have done. And then that movie, Big Fish.
That's a great movie. I like that movie.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, no, that. All right, so I'll say that. After Big Fish.
Oh, okay.
Jessica Lange, Albert Finney, yeah. Danny DeVito, yeah.
I should have known.
The guy from.
Ewan McGregor?
Yes.
Ewan McGregor was in it.
That big guy who's in all those horror movies as Tiny in. The Devil's Rejects.
Oh, yeah. Matthew McGregor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. The guy was gigantic. Mm-hmm.
Helen Bottom Carter, right?
Yeah, yeah. Burton's wife. I tell you, the guy with gigantism would have been great at the dwarf wrestling event that I went to. Considering who the champion was of their wrestling league. It was a regular-sized person. He was the giant, Tim. He was like Andre the Giant for the dwarves.
So somebody's like, how can we find the next Andre the Giant? Like, there's no way you're going to find anybody's biggest hit.
Right. No, instead what we'll do is we'll find we'll have a dwarf wrestling league, and we'll have a 5'5" luchador. He's the giant, and he's the champion. And who's going to beat him up? A 2-foot-tall man. A man who looks like a dwarf next to the dwarves.
I'll say this, you know, it's wrestling, and it's a good hook.
That is a good hook, man.
If I was at that place, I would be like, first of all, why am I at a fucking place like this? But then when that guy came out as a champion, I'd be like, all right, I got to give it to you. All right, that's
Tim,
that's
I cannot, good. I can't believe that you don't like wrestling. It seems like it's so tailor made for you.
When I was a young kid, going all the way back, I remember Iron Sheik, Sergeant Slaughter. Those are the ones I remember the most. And within like maybe a year and a half, I grew out of that phase because I was just like, no, this shit just ain't real. And then it became stupid to me. And I know, look, I know people fucking live their lives too. I know Bobby's ripping his hair out listening to me right now. But and then by that time, that was way before they started getting all the crazy storylines with Vince McMahon having his daughter raped by The Undertaker and shit like that. So,
especially with what's come out about Vince McMahon since then, too. Tim, I'm going to show you. I'll share with you. Just because it's much more progressive now, it's less shitty like that now. I'm going to share with you just a brief clip, and I want you to tell me honestly that this does not interest you in watching wrestling. Okay. Because we need some video content, okay? So this is Nia Jax, I think, is the larger woman you're seeing standing here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other woman who's in the corner currently is a friend of the show, Red047's favorite, Rhea Ripley.
Oh, yes, I know her.
So we're going to watch. She pats her ass, right, because she's going to sit on the woman's face. She gets kicked in her ass, and she ducks out of the way, kicked in the head. Now, you're going to put your ass in my face, right, Tim? Turnabout's fair play, right? Well, why not? A little stomp, a little sumo, a little slap the ass. We'll pull up the tights there, Tim. And bam, right in the face.
Oh, she's not stopping. Bam.
No. So, Tim, honestly tell me that doesn't look enjoyable as a sport.
I might give it another chance. Why not? That's better than anything the Iron Sheik ever did.
It certainly is, Tim. And you know what else you could give another chance to?
If you're into this far, you're giving us plenty of chances. Especially on Visitor Q.
If you're into Visitor Q or you want to see the clip that we were just talking about, you can go to patreon.com/bloodybits to get access to our bonus episodes, the Blood Bank, and our video content. Tim. Mm.
Yes, he is in our nice clothes that we bought so we could do a video podcast, right?
That's true. I put on my nice shirt for the video
podcast. I got my nice little hoodie on, yeah.
I did a visual gag with my Bob Barker microphone, and you just got to see Rhea Ripley's donk large booty. Get shook pretty intently. With over 7,500 movies in the Blood Bank, though, Tim, we have a couple of special entries.
Yeah, I know. It just got updated lately, yeah.
Yeah, we've got A Storm Foretold, the documentary they didn't want you to see.
Speaking of Visitor Q, right?
You can't. Yeah, speaking of visitors and Q, yeah. Of that dickhead,
Roger Stone. Yes, I saw that video when it first came out where he was just bragging about how he did the Brooks Brothers Revolution or the whatever it was in the 2000 election where he got all these people just dressed up in nice suits and stand outside the election office and bash on the doors long enough so they had to stop the count.
Yep.
And just the other evil shit that cocksucker's done. Yep.
I mean, the fact that he associated himself with Nixon and is like, yeah, totally. He's a good guy. That's all you need to know. We've also got the Stormy documentary in there for you, Tim. Oh, how was
all
that?
All kinds of storms going on.
Stormy Daniels. Yeah. So that's a lot of fun. We also added Stop Motion, Madam Web, as we talked about. Poor Things, Tim.
Poor Things. Excellent movie. Have to watch it. Madam Web. Horrible movie. Have to watch it. Just have to watch it. Just don't take my word for it or anything. All the shit that movie's got, just watch it and say, it's bad.
Yep.
It's really bad. Really, really bad.
So what about you, Tim? Do you have anything you want people to pay attention to on the internet?
Just like I say, always pay attention to us. Give us 5-star reviews on whatever you're listening to. Whoever's listening to this podcast all this time, thank you very much giving us money. And if you have given us money, like I said, just give us a 5-star review or tell somebody who would like Visitor Q about us. So that should grow our audience by three. Like
Visitor, your party guest that you're going to show Visitor Q to. Tell them about the podcast. And I'll give you know what? We had another review up on Spotify for Night of the Demon, Tim.
Night of the Demons. Okay.
Yep. Night of the Demon. The guy said, I asked and I've received greetings from Poland. Thank you for a great episode. It was from Glitch.
What about Poland? What the hell was that?
He's from Poland. Oh. He said, I asked and I've received. I guess he asked us to do Night of the Demon. Then he says, greetings from Poland.
Okay.
Then he asked for the recipe for ice, which I'm going to send to him. And then he said, thanks for the great episode.
One.
Our one Polish listener. We're doing numbers in Sweden, man.
Yeah,
the
I know.
The tracking
what's up with
thing
this?
Has started kicking up, man. I don't know. Swedish chicks are hot as shit, though. So what's up?
It's the voice, Eddie. They dig my voice.
It's your voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what it is? Your voice plays in Sweden. That's exactly what it is, Tim.
Yeah, just with my pronunciation of the English language, just imagine me trying to say something over in Sweden, in Swedish.
That's probably very erotic what you just said there, Tim.
Maybe, so yes. Maybe all those times I'm slurring words and mispronouncing words, getting them all mixed up, or a stutter kicks in a little bit. Maybe in some foreign language, it's erotic talk.
You know, given the laws of the infinite multiverse, Tim, in some world, what you say is a comprehensible language.
I hope there's some universe out there where I am a rogue scholar teaching English lit.
You and me both, buddy. You and me both. And I'm an agreeable person that's easy to get along with. So, as always, pay attention to the grind bin. Mike wanted to be here, but he's too busy for us, as always.
Hey, look, no. Look, everybody's afraid of this fucking movie, man. This is the podcast they don't want you to hear, okay?
It's the one, yeah, I get it. I get it, guys. Mm-hmm. I understand. Don't worry. We're going to 96. Mm-hmm. It gets a lot tamer, okay? I mean, we'll try to make it less tame, but...
Yeah, Ashes, we'll find some PG-13 movie for you.
Yeah, we'll find that. What was the Halloweeny, the one with the Halloweeny dog?
Oh, God.
That one. Yeah. So give Grind Bin our love, of course.
Yeah, Mustachio Podcastio.
Everything I learned from movies. And Wednesdays We Talk Weird, of course, with Ashers. So for Tim Yobo, folks, I think until next week that this is how we end it. And if you're banging your daughter, don't come too quick.
Don't pay that penalty,
eager,
man.
Desperate.
It's embarrassing.
Tim, that's a substantial penalty for an early withdrawal, my friend.
Oh, there you go.
Take care.